Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant Operations Manager with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Josh Conrad joins us on today's program to provide an update about the expansion of the Volkswagen Trail and the support of recovery efforts from this year's hurricanes.
Well, Josh, some exciting news for the Army Corps of Engineers here at Lake Red Rock and for those that use our recreation trail, the Volkswagen Trail that extends from Pella over here to the lake. That's going to get extended even further. First of all, let our listeners know about that extension and expansion project and ultimately how it came to be.
Yeah, so we're definitely excited that the Volkswagen Trail will be expanded, as you stated. So as a lot of our biking community and folks who enjoy recreation areas are aware, the trail currently ends on the west side by Roberts Creek. And what the extension will do is it will go ahead and extend that about 2.6 miles all the way to Cordova Park. So when construction starts, there will be five retaining walls that will be built along that new route. Again, about 2.6 miles of asphalt paved trail. There will also be a new trailhead located in Cordova Park with about 50-stall parking lot, which will be a great addition. So people will be able to start out there in Cordova Park and then eventually bike all the way into Pella. So currently the Volkswagen Trail is about 14 miles all told, and this will put it right around 17 miles. So it'll be a great way for folks to go from Pella all the way to the Cordova Park to enjoy the tower and other amenities that are out there. And again, that new construction will be a number of retaining walls. There's a large bridge already in place, so we'll be able to utilize that bridge that was previously constructed, a nice asphalt trail, and again, a brand new trailhead there on the west side. So we're definitely excited about that and know a lot of visitors, both locally and regionally, will definitely enjoy that new trail system.
Well, this is a project that's been in the works for almost a decade now, in fact, but because of some funding issues was pulled. What is it like to kind of come back to this now and to be able to provide that service that many people use? And as we mentioned, the Volkswagen Trail, which is among some of the most used here in Marion County.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. And you hit it on the head. A lot of your listeners may recall back in 2009, we actually had a contract out on the street getting ready for bids for this extension project. At that time, we had ARRA money, which is the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act. People remember the stimulus money. Unfortunately, that funding was pulled. So we had to pull that contract away from being bid out. And we've had that plan set on the shelf for the last 10 years. Each year we put in a budget package for that extension work, hoping that it will be funded. And this year we were finally funded. So it was very exciting to finally get that funding. It came in very late in our fiscal cycle, but we were able to work with our district contracting and engineers to get a contract awarded. And now we're ready to roll forward with construction to start in spring 2018.
And one of the things about the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that is really exciting is not only these trail projects, but many people have heard in the news lately about the hurricane relief efforts both in Florida and in Texas. And for the Army Corps of Engineers, there's a very tight-knit group, and it's, of course, a part of the U.S. Army. So a lot of things that have to go into play here. What is a typical response in regards to some of these disaster events? And what is the most recent response for many of our local people here at the Marion County and in Lake Red Rock office all over the Red Rock District?
Yeah, it's a great question. So obviously with natural disasters, they're terrible things that people are hurting, but we do have employees who do deploy to those efforts. So we just had one employee who came back from a Hurricane Harvey duty, and we have three employees that are currently in Florida responding to Hurricane Irma. So the gentleman who was down for Hurricane Harvey, he was there as a hydrographic observer. So obviously with all the water and the flooding issues, he'd been trained in levee and dam inspection. So he was there on the ground, keeping visual observation on those facilities to make sure there were no breaches, obviously, and to report those findings. And the folks we have down in Florida for Hurricane Irma, are doing quality assurance work for temporary roofing efforts. So those folks are in place right now. And a lot of times what will happen is the disasters happen. They need immediate response. We'll get what are called taskers, where you may get notified that morning and you're on a plane that afternoon flying out for that effort. So those folks are ready for deployment. They go through a bunch of trainings, health vaccinations, things of that nature. So if the call does come, they're ready to go.
And this is not unique to the Army Corps of Engineers. There's been some disasters, even over the last decade plus, that many people here in Marion County have gone to go help at.
Yeah, absolutely right. So like I mentioned, currently we had four folks deployed, one to Hurricane Harvey, three to Hurricane Irma. However, when Hurricane Katrina hit hit our family and friends down south. We had about 6 people deployed for that effort over the course of the recovery. So many times they need help in a lot of different roles, and we're able to fill those roles locally out of our office here. And it looks like Puerto Rico is going to need some more assistance. Also, obviously, they're having major rebuilding with electrical, water, communications infrastructure. And I think we'll have one person deploying to Puerto Rico here soon also.
Once again, that was Assistant Operations Manager at Lake Red Rock, Josh Conrad. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.